Sitting number 27/2011. On behalf of the Southern Sudan Legislative Assembly, my warmest salutes to each and every one of you. Madam Taka Jinaba. Chubak. Male Magua. And the Kosoge Monyomiji Mol. I would have actually gone on greeting our people in all their over 62 languages, but there is no time. For those of you who have journeyed from far away and out of love and concern to join and share with the people of Southern Sudan in this historic and highly remarkable independence ceremony, you are all very much welcome, brothers and sisters. First of all, allow me, Your Excellencies, to read the declaration of the newest nation on earth, number 193rd, the Republic of South Sudan Independence Resolution. By the August Southern Sudan Legislative Assembly. The resolution goes as follows, dated 7th July 2011. This is Government of Southern Sudan, Southern Sudan Assembly, resolution number 18/2011. In its sitting, number 27, of the second session, dated 7th July 2011, the August House of the Southern Sudan Legislative Assembly considered the presentation of a draft declaration of independence of Southern Sudan by His Excellency the Minister for Legal Affairs and Constitutional Development. After extensive debate, the August House resolved that the presentation of the draft declaration of independence of South Sudan be passed, and with the observations, and this was passed and adopted by the honorable members and signed under my hand in Juba. This 7th day of the month of July, signed Right Honorable Speaker Wani Iga, Speaker, Southern Sudan Legislative Assembly. Your Excellencies, secondly, allow me to read the actual declaration of independence of Southern Sudan itself. Declaration of independence of South Sudan. Southern Sudan Legislative Assembly, recalling the long and heroic struggle of our people for justice, freedom, equality, human dignity, political and economic emancipation, considering the years of conflict and the immeasurable sufferings of our people resulting from the conflict between North and Southern Sudan, having resolved to overcome the past and face the future with a renewed sense of hope and in the spirit of forgiveness and reconciliation, affirming that the authority of this assembly and the government of Southern Sudan emanates from the will of the people of Southern Sudan, responding to the popular will of the people of Southern Sudan expressed in the historic January 2011 referendum, in which they overwhelmingly voted 98.83% for the cessation and the establishment of a separate, independent, and sovereign state in Southern Sudan, in exercise of their right to self-determination guaranteed under the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, CPA, 2005, the Interim National Constitution of the Republic of Sudan, 2005, and the Interim Constitution of Southern Sudan, 2005, confirming that the January 2011 referendum was conducted in a transparent manner by the National Government of Sudan in cooperation with the government of Southern Sudan and the international community, and that its outcome was confirmed by all these bodies, resolved to establish a system of governance that upholds the rule of law, justice, democracy, human rights, and respect for diversity. Committed to contributing to international peace and security, regional stability, and the resolution of conflicts through peaceful means in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations, the Constitutive Act of the African Union, and international law, and remembering and honoring the selfless sacrifices of our martyrs, heroes and heroines, who relentlessly struggled and sacrificed for the cause of justice, freedom, and prosperity for our people, hereby makes the following declaration. The Declaration of Independence of South Sudan. Number one, we, the democratically elected representatives of the people, based on the will of the people of Southern Sudan, and as confirmed by the outcome of the referendum on self-determination, hereby declare Southern Sudan to be an independent and sovereign state.